Here we are, eventually, in a very, very important episode about not actually some programming topic, but our first official psychological episode. As you may have already noticed in the title, keeping your motivation levels high. Guys, this is a very important episode. I was literally waiting for, I don't know, different aspects or different kinds of stuff to be finished so I can even eventually record this episode. So welcome to another episode of Full Psych Radio. I'm your host, Harry, as always, and I am very excited for this episode because I so wanted to dive a little bit more into the psychological world of us as programmers, but in a more typical way, in a more motivational way. So I think today we're tackling a common challenge that is faced by programmers and developers. Keeping your motivation levels high is quite difficult in our age. Whether you're just starting out or even have been coding for years, maintaining the motivation levels is essential for staying productive and even achieving those goals in the ever-changing world of technology. You can understand from my tone that I'm very excited for this because I've been working with motivation and like positive thinking, positive mental attitude, PMA, and I wanted to so much talk to you about this stuff because it's crucial in our everyday lives. I've been so many times worked with those blues, and I didn't want to even write a single line of code, not even join these so boring meetings sometimes during work, or even starting to think about how to continue building my personal project. So understanding motivation is a very crucial part, the very first step that we have to make to keep those levels high, and even not keeping them, but even reducing the level of motivation, but not extinguishing it at all. So we have first to understand, as we said, what motivation is and why it is important. But motivation is actually the driving force that compels us to take action and to pursue our goals. In this, in the whole aspect and the context of programming, it's actually what keeps us engaged and excited about learning new technologies, solving complex problems as everyday lives, as we do every day, and then build innovative solutions. However, motivation can fluctuate over time, influenced by factors such as stress, burnout, and external distractions. So many times I've been working with either personal project or even work and tasks that I have to be completing on during work. And you have that feeling when you sit on the chair and you start checking what you have to do today. Okay, so I sit in the chair, I open this, I open that program, I check stuff back and forth, I write them, I'm keeping notes. But I say, oh shit, I cannot do this today. Nothing I can do. It's just like a burning fire in your on your chest that says, come on, dude, this is over. You cannot do this today. Please don't do this. And you have that thing in your head saying, no, this is it. I cannot do this today. I have to take a step back. Even request one day off from my manager or even my personal project management position, and I have to take this one for myself. But you have to do this by setting clear goals. We cannot do anything before we start setting clear goals to ourselves. One of the most effective ways to maintain the motivation is by setting clear and achievable goals. You cannot do this without any other way. Whether it's just mastering a new language, or completing a personal project that you may have, or even landing your dream job at the end, you have to have the specific objectives that they give you direction and purpose. if you start a day and just say, I have those three things to do today, I will do them, and that's it. It can be sounding good, but it's not good at the end. You have to break down the larger goals into smaller. You have to break down each of the three tasks that you have to do today into, let's say, 7 or 8 small tasks, manageable tasks. You cannot even track your progress along the way when you have three big tasks or a whole bubble of three tasks inside. You have to have structure. But you have to remember, you had three tasks to do today. You divided them and set specific objectives on the current direction of the project. But you have to celebrate those achievements as you're taking them, as you're finishing them. No matter how small they are, no matter how easy they are, you have to celebrate the achievements and stay motivated and focus on your journey after you complete each task. So first step was to understand the motivation, what motivation is and how it can occur during your project development or even your career path in general. But the second part was to set the clear goals that you have. As we said, we have three tasks to do today. Divide them three tasks into smaller ones. So 6 tasks in general. I'm done with the first. Celebrate it. Okay, let's set a goal to eat some cake, eat a piece of cake, or even something healthy during the first task. Second task, something of the same. And third task, celebrate finishing the day in the best way possible. Then hit the gym, do whatever you want. But you have to set those goals. You have to understand from yourself that no matter how small the tasks are, you have to stay motivated and focused on that journey. But this cannot also be more like finished, but you have to cultivate a supportive environment. Most of the times I was the kind of guy that thought that I could do everything on my own, but this is not the case, guys. Come on, let's be realistic here. We are constantly surrounding ourselves from different kinds of people, either family, friends, different kinds of ones, strangers, but some of us, we keep on building for ourselves. Of course, we should build for ourselves, but sometimes we need that motivation to be shared across different groups of people, either known or unknown. I don't know if you have noticed, but I've been tracking my own progress and motivation levels through Instagram. I made 100 different posts checking my motivation levels from day 1 to day 100. I remember I started my Instagram page by doing the 100 day challenge, the code challenge, and every day for 100 days, I was posting different posts regarding my programming journey. That is how, with that simple way, I got to be motivated to post another post, a new post every day for 100 days. Of course, my motivation levels were dropped immensely when I stopped creating those posts and when I reached the 100th post. But the main focus is to understand where you are going and why there are different parts for yourself to be considering motivational levels at all. As we said, some of us just need our own self to be running things out. I've been working with different kinds of communities on Instagram, but at the end, I was only wanting to develop myself and keep those motivation levels high as I could for myself. So basically, surrounding yourself with a supportive community can significantly impact your motivation levels, as we said. But let's be honest again, we don't need to be alone, but we need to engage with programmers. There are different kinds of online forums, coding meetups that are being done so many times during the year, or even developer communities, GitHub, Dev2. I think you already have some experiences about them. Share them, share your experience, seek advice, and seek to also collaborate on projects, stay inspired and connected to others. This is how you will gain your motivation levels back and the enthusiasm that you had in the first day. Imagine building something for the community. So you get back some feedback, you get some opportunities to express your feelings, your thoughts, and also for other people to be sharing some thoughts. Imagine you are building a huge project like an order management system, and you would like to have some reviews of how your application is going. So you have actually some good ideas from different kinds of people in your own community that you have subscribed on and you have some experience with. And now you, let's say, you have some good ideas, so you want to implement them. You are back to enthusiasm levels 100. You're back to 100 level of motivation. What are you doing right now? You're just fully capable of maintaining yourself and your own enthusiasm into these programming opportunities. So that's why I'm mentioning this fourth step, this fourth section of how to cultivate a supportive environment for your own sake. As we said, again, surround yourself with supportive community. These are so many communities, either on Facebook, Instagram. Create your own page on Instagram. Learn how to share your own experiences on code levels and how to motivate yourself with those techniques. Engage with the fellow programmers that you're having through online forums, even coding meetups and developer communities, and share the most important one, share your experiences and seek advice and collaborate on projects to stay inspired and connected. Additionally, you have so many other options. Find a mentor. You can get so much guidance from a mentor and encouragement and some valuable insights based on their own experiences in the industry. So many people have so much experience and valuable insights in the industry because you may be actually junior. You might not be even having some experiences in the tech programming professional level of the industry. And these kinds of guys, these kinds of people can immensely help you advance through your whole journey development. So I said a little bit more on this topic because it is like more of a societal thing to do. Search these opportunities, seek those opportunities, because this is understanding your true self and how to progress more into the motivational level for your own sake. So keep that in mind, engage with so many programmers. You can eventually find out that there are more programmers that you may be having some thoughts into. First, I thought that I was the only one in maybe the city, but I found some more guys, and now we're just talking ourselves, and every day we just share experiences and ideas. And it's kind of, it's very cool, to be honest, because you have so much support through your own journey and your personal projects. And this is how you can evolve as a developer. But enough of the supportive environment and how to surround yourself with a supportive community that can understand your motivational levels. So embracing the continuous learning, as we said in all the episodes, how important it is for you, for a developer, to embrace continuous learning. The tech industry, as we said, is constantly evolving and presenting endless opportunities for learning and growth. I have personally seen so many GitHub repositories that have played a specific role in my own development, either by myself contributing on different repos or open source libraries, or even interacting with guys or developers in general that have created something phenomenal, and I wanted to take my dive, my personal deep dive on that topic. So why we have to embrace a mindset of the continuous learning path, and why we have to challenge ourselves to explore those new technologies, frameworks, and programming paradigms. I'm working personally now with React, and I'm building an application, like a web application that is working both online and offline, but it is kind of in a beta right now, in a beta version. But this whole project was like for me to understand how React is working and how React is behaving across the internet and across the browser, and how easy it is for the user to be experiencing those applications and those components inside my application, and invest themselves into exploring a little bit more, not even the React as a library, but also the programming aspect of that. How motivational it is, not only for me, but for the user itself, to be checking those different kinds, different aspects of React as it is for my React application. So this eventually doesn't give only the motivation levels to me, but also to the user, because they're just exploring and interacting between the paradigms and the components of the application itself. So that's why we need to invest some of our time and maybe money, because you can find so many free resources nowadays on the internet, and into online courses, tutorials, coding challenges to expand your skills and even stay ahead of the curve that we have created for that motivational levels to be high. Remember that so much of the learning is like a lifelong journey, and each new skill is acquired with the things that you bring one step closer to achieving those goals. So that's basically the whole aspect of how to keep your motivation levels high, like more the psychological part of how we behave as programmers and developers. We dived a little bit more into understanding what motivation is, what the driving force that compels us to take the action and pursue the goals ourselves is. So what we need to understand first is to understand the motivation. What is motivation? Then we have to set clear goals. As we said, whether it's mastering a new programming language, completing even a personal project, or landing your dream job, having specific objectives gives you the direction and the purpose to achieve those goals. We have to break down those larger goals into smaller groups and manageable tasks, and then, of course, celebrate them after we finish it. It's like, guys, it's the most important thing to celebrate your wins. Even if you say like, oh my God, I have 20 tasks today and I have 2 hours to finish them. No, take the time to celebrate each and every one, because the next one will be easier to be successed and finished at all. So we also talked about cultivating a supportive environment through your own space, and why it is important to surround yourself with a supportive community that can understand and engage with your own experiences. How you can approach programmers through online forums, coding meetups, or even developer communities, and share your experience with different kinds of people that have actually the experience in the tech industry and can even help you into understanding more about how to be more motivated on those aspects of programming. And lastly, we talked about how embracing continuous learning is also another important task, maybe the most important one, to be constantly growing yourself and embracing a mindset, let's say, of continuous learning and challenging yourself to explore the technologies and the frameworks and the programming paradigms that you may be shown into your career path. So we have to invest in this case in online courses, tutorials, and coding challenges to expand our skills and stay ahead of everyone who is curved into this ball of internet and the journey. We have to remember that learning is a lifelong journey, and we have to achieve those goals eventually, guys. We need to take those risks and keep ourselves continuously informed about the new technologies that come out. But eventually keeping your motivation levels high is very important, and you have to consider that as your main daily goal for your success, because the world we are living into is a very essential and requireful way of understanding and working with these kinds of difficulties. So cultivate a supportive environment and embrace the continuous learning. Then you can easily fuel your passion for programming and unlock your full potential, as always. So that's what I got for you for today's episode. If you like this episode, please like or follow us on your preferred or most likable way of how you are listening to us right now in this episode. That's what I got for you for today's episode. I was Harry, as always, your host, and that was the Full Stack Radio. Thank you. Have a nice day.